For centuries, humans have desired to zoom into the air like birds. But how do you get that feeling when you don't have wings? Some young people in northern Michigan have found one answer, but you may need a little bravery to try it. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com, trusted analysis, professional insight.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
As Gary Rasmussen will tell you, the competitions here in Ishpeming, Michigan represent the second oldest continuous annual sporting event in the nation.
The Ishpeming Ski Club dates all the way back to 1887, but they used various other hills in Ishpeming and Negaunee throughout the early years until they finally found this site and built Suicide Hill in 1925.
Today, this hill remains as one of the top sites in the country. The name, Suicide Hill, was never intended, though.
It was actually named against the wishes of the ski club. A skier came off, Hans Andersen. Hans fell and had a pretty bad accident on his first jump on the hill. And a journalist in the crowd at the time said, "Oh my God, anybody who jumps that is committing suicide."
Gary's dad, Wilbert, is in the National Ski Hall of Fame. He was a hometown boy who did well on Suicide Hill.
My dad did set the record here in 1950 at age 15, his very first competitive jump on the hill in 1946. He jumped 250 feet.
Today, the record is 326 feet, about 75 feet farther than his dad. In the 1980s, jumpers began placing their skis in a V formation while in the air. It allows athletes to go slower and get a little more lift and jump for much more distance. It's also made the sport safer.
I can remember coming out to the tournament as a youth back in the mid-60s, and the ambulance would get fired up pretty regularly. I moved away and came home in 2008. I have yet to see a skier fall on Suicide Hill.
You can watch our TV version of the story by following The American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Ishpeming, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.